We have different type of husbands, and we have different type of men. If you are married, I expect you to study your husband and know the type of person he really is. Today, I'm going to be talking to the women especially. But if you're a man, that does not mean you should not listen to this podcast because you might gain one or two things. The topic we are going to be looking at today is different types of husbands, their features, their characteristics, and how we can handle them as women. Welcome to Mary's Table Talk. My name is Mary Egbude. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you so much. God bless you. Please don't forget to share the podcast with your friends and families. You never know the family that you are blessing. So today, but like I said, we're going to be looking at different types of husbands and how we can deal and handle them. As wives, we need to know our husbands and know the type of attitude and behavior that they possess. So if you are a wife and you don't know your husband yet, I'm sure this podcast will help you. The first husband we're going to be looking at is romantic men. We're looking at romantic men. These type of men love sex. When you deny them sex, they feel you have committed the greatest crime and are ready to use anything to fight you. If you must enjoy marriage with this type of men, then be ready to satisfy them in bed regularly. Note that sex is not optional in marriage. You understand? Sex is not optional in marriage. It is a mutual obligation between husband and wife. Never think you will only have it whenever you feel like. No. That sometimes you are not just in the mood, but the man wants sex. So it's all about sacrifice. Some days you have to sacrifice that, you have to sacrifice yourself in order to help or to make your man, to help your man. Okay? If you do that, then you will be the best of wives. But if you don't do that, you will destroy your home, because 99% of romantic men fall into this category. They love sex. Okay. I hope we are still friends. So the second type of men we're going to be looking at today is traditional men. The name already explains a bit of what I'm about to say. Traditional men, they want you to uphold tradition with them. They believe in the old school day ways, the way their father did it, the way it was done in their village, in their hometown. Okay? They expect you to respect them. They want you to submit totally and honor them and their families. They prefer local food to international dishes and want their meals served like their mother used to cook it. You understand? That old-fashioned meal, if possible, you use a clay pot to even cook the food for them. I used to have a friend, and the man is a traditional man, and the lady was brought up, you know, in the city. And when Valentine came, she bought flowers and decorated their rooms and their, you know, red flowers, petals, and put on their bed and everything. And the man came back from work and saw the room well littered with flowers on the bed sheets, white bed sheets, red flowers and all. And instead of the man to, you know, appreciate it and hug the wife and kiss the wife like the wife was expecting, he was so angry, and he just removed the bed sheet and poured out all the flowers. So why are you soil was dirt in the room? How come you pour flowers everywhere? Everywhere is just untidy, you know? And the wife felt so bad and started crying. She didn't understand that her husband was a traditional man. He's not a city boy. He was not brought up in the city to know anything about love or Valentine. So this is an example. So if you're married to a traditional man, study your man very well. If you want him to become a city boy, then you have a lot of work to do. Then the third husband I'm going to be looking at today is a dining man. These dining men, they want good and timely food. You know, they may not eat much, but get angry when the food is being delayed and it's not served on time. You know, they also complain of poorly prepared food. They are the ones that will tell you that the salt is too much. You should have added the love pepper. Why there is there no oil in this soup? How come there's no vegetable? Like my husband will say, this soup is naked. Any soup that you cook, there's no vegetable inside. My husband will tell you it's naked. These are dining men. They love food. And if you know your man loves food, then you, if you don't know how to cook, please, I beg you, go and learn how to cook. If you're married to a dining man, that is the only way you can get him. You are giving him good food at the right and appropriate time. You people will be the best of friends, I assure you. Then the next man we're going to be looking at today is a family man. A lot of African men fall into this category. The family men, okay? They love members of their families. They want you to respect their cousins, their uncles, their nephews, and account for them. They bring you, these are the type of men that every weekend you'll see family coming to your house. You'll be cooking and you'll be feeding them with, you know, food. You'll be dishing out food. This is the type of man that anytime anybody that comes to the house will tell you, ah, my dear, is there no food? Give them food now. You know, even if he knows there's no food, even if he knows that the food is left for two, he wants you to give people food. This is the type of man that when you go home for Christmas, if I'm married to an able man, you can relate. You go home for Christmas, all you do is in the kitchen, cooking and cooking and cooking, dishing out food. You know, these are family men. They love family. And for you to get the respect of this type of man, you need to love his or her family. They expect you to love their family and respect you to respect them and also to serve them. Not only to love them, respect them and serve them. If you don't want to get into trouble with this type of men, don't even talk about their family. Don't mention a family issue. Okay? If you want to talk about their family, you need to do it with wisdom because that's a very delicate area for them. So you need to study your man and know what he or he likes and how he relates with his family. And as I'm mentioning these men, I'm sure you can be able to picture your husband in one of them or one or two of them. Some men fall into two categories, three categories of these men I just mentioned. Okay. Then the fifth man we're looking at today is insecure men. This is a very, very, very delicate condition. If you are married to this type of men, you have to walk on eggshells. You have to be careful. Mostly if you are the breadwinner of the family, you have to know how to spend money. You have to know how to carry him along when it comes to the issue of finances. You have to make sure that he's well respected and honored, because if you are more financially buoyant than him, there might be a lot of problem at home if the man is insecure. And some of them, they don't even want their wife to work because they feel their wife goes out there, they might go out with other men. Some of them are very jealous too. So you must praising them, you must hero worship them. They resent correction or criticism, however constructive that correction may be. So you have to be careful. When you want to correct them, you have to be careful. Because sometimes most of these insecure men, they become violent if they cannot have their way. If they cannot have their way, they become violent and the relationship might be toxic. So if you know how to work with these men and carry them along, then you won't have a lot of problem with them. Then we also have the career men, okay? The career men, they want you to support their businesses, their jobs, and ministry, and so on. They expect you to supplement family finance. They may be stingy, even to themselves, but can spend hours on their jobs and even bring office fires home during weekends. Yes, that's the career man for you. He loves his job. He's engrossed in his job. He just wants to make money. He just wants to work. Okay? Most of the time, he might even be stingy to himself. He might not even want to spend the money on himself and even the family, but he's just getting the money. So when you're married to this type of men, you also know how to handle them. So it's better you have an idea or you have knowledge of this type of man, so you know how to handle them. And as we are speaking of these people today, they are not bad people, please. They are not bad people. They just have these personalities, and it's not something that God cannot handle. It's not something you cannot deal with. It's just that you have to bend some of your ways. You have to correct some of your own, adjust your ways too. You have to sacrifice a lot as a woman to be able to cope with this type of men. And most of all, you have to engage the Holy Spirit. You have to befriend the Holy Spirit. Prayerfully ask God how you can handle your husband. How what and what you know he would like and will not like. The Holy Spirit is there to guide you and to help you so that you will not make mistake and fall, you know. So please, I beg God, this is what we have. I spoke about six of them today, and I also know that we also have this type of trends in women also, which I'll be talking about on a later day. But right now, these are just the six I want to bring out. So if you can relate with any of this type of men, or you're married to any one of them, you know how to deal with them well, you know how to submit, you know how to prepare their food, you know how to relate to their relations, you know how to relate with them in anything that has to happen, needs to happen, so that your home can be peaceful, so you can have peace in your home. So I want to thank you once again today for listening to Mary's Table Talk. Thank you for tuning in always. Please remember to share this podcast with your friends and your families. Share them on your status, share them on your Facebook page, share them on your WhatsApp page. And if you're having problem connecting to Anchor, please let me know. Send the feedback to me through the WhatsApp so I'll be able to make the corrections. Thank you so much. My name is Mary Egbude, and I will see you in my next podcast. God bless you.